This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
All over Canada, you can listen to Kelly and Company from right from your TV. Bell customers, channel 49, and Westman, channel 889. Visit ami.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of Kelly and Company. Thank you for being with us. Toronto City dweller, have you had much chance to listen to waterfalls in your time?
Yes. Yeah, I really have, because especially when the weather starts getting nicer, actually more specifically when we get more daylight, I try to get nice walks in during the day, and I'm blessed to have a ton of trails around me, following ravines, and there are little mini waterfalls and things like that. What I haven't done yet this year, though, is to try to get really close to the water, because, you know, that's a...
Yeah, it's a
rocky ride.
And they warn you a lot at this time of year. Just be careful. Mm-hmm. You never know, and you don't need to be getting down there or stepping where you think is good. Hey, I'm almost at the water. Well, yeah, you're right at an edge that slides off into the water. And when you say small waterfalls, so there's those like 2 feet, 3 feet. They're not rapids.
Ones,
I don't
mean
that. Yeah, but they, boy, do they sound nice, don't they?
They do sound gorgeous. Around the summertime, I love to take food out there and just hang. Because, you know, it just feels like those experiences in the city can feel few and far beyond.
I wonder how many of those were made, like, you know, with the designing of the park.
Good question.
System, I wonder how many of the waterfalls were made specifically for people to walk along, stop
that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or necessary
nice to hear the loudness
for the runoff,
of the waterfalls.
Right? And for this time of the year when water needs a bit of control, because otherwise, you know,
well,
with the runoff,
ones, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, you can tell, like, when you get to the end of the valley and it's time to walk up that hill, usually there's a bit of a waterfall there, kind of trapping and things like that. But you're right. I think that it's just nice to have the waterfall sound over the traffic sound.
Are you comfortable enough to go in there and find that specific
place?
Not usually
on my own, unless right. I've already had the experience with the, you know, sighted friends. And we've picked a place that's pretty regular, then I might experiment. But no, Glizzy and I are just not going to go trampling down hills.
Is the waterfall a particular thing that you will go and that's where you look for? When you go on the walk to sit with the lunch, is it usually near a waterfall or is there something else?
Any water.
In those places, yeah.
Any water. It doesn't have to be waterfalls, but usually around water. Because, you know, the sound of it, right? We talk about sound a lot, and you asked this question, favorite sound of this season, that season. For me, the sound of any kind of, like, rippling water or waterfall or just waves, it brings you to another level of relaxation. And I love that.
Yeah. The swans, the ducks, that kind of tour, you'd rather just want to hear that water.
Yeah, do without the swans and ducks. Or, you know, they're there, but
and they're sitting there saying, "I could do it." Oh, you've got food. Well, maybe you can stay until you share some of that. And if you don't, get out of here. Speaking of food, I do want to point out, and I think some people have heard this already. What's going on? McDonald's has started the process of selling its Russian business, which includes 850 restaurants and employs 62,000 people.
The fast food giant points to the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine, saying holding on to its business in Russia is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with its values. The Chicago-based company had temporarily closed its stores in Russia, but was still paying employees. Now it says it would seek to have a Russian buyer hire its employees and pay them until the sale closes. But there's been no announcement yet on any prospective buyer. The company says it plans to start removing golden arches and other symbols and signs with its name. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wow. wow, when you think of McDonald's, who could afford in a lot of our minds to pay people while they're going through what they're going through over there, these staff that are unemployed now due to the conflict, due to the obviously the stance, you really stop and say, wow, it's really something else. So kind of expected, has to be done, and McDonald's has to make that call at some point and move along.
Yeah, absolutely, Kels. And it is really sad to see, you know, how wide and how vast these sanctions are affecting people who work and who want to make a living and who have these jobs and this history of building up or whatever. And we're not just talking about the franchise of McDonald's here, obviously, right? We're talking about all the people, the millions of people, thousands of people who are affected. So, it is hard. It's hard in so many ways.
It really is.
Kels, let's get to a conversation around sports for a bit, because this is really, really cool. The biggest event in support of the Special Olympics Canada Foundation is finally back. And this is after a 2-year hiatus, so it is very exciting. And we're talking about the Motion Balls Marathon of Sport. So it is triumphantly returning in June. Let's talk about it with Special Olympics Athletes of the Year, Tess Trojan. Tess, thank you for coming on Kelly and Company.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, I want to ask you, first of all, congratulations on being the Special Olympic Athlete of the Year. Can you tell us about the award? What does it feel like to have it?
Oh, it's just amazing. I have to say, now being on the fundraising, being on the board with Motion Ball is great. I'm part of something that's bigger than what I was on before, the Special Olympics. Looking forward to being a part and being the athlete of the year, because it's a cool movement that motivates others to engage in activities, sports, and events that encourages interaction with people who have an intellectual disability. It raises awareness to everyone that Special Olympics athletes should not be judged and treated unfairly, but included. Motion ball is important because it helps prevent assumptions about people with disabilities and challenges.
Yeah, you bet, Tess. And, you know, as you say, it's so wonderful to have stuff to do, to get involved, to do the competition, for that sense of, hey, this is fun for me. This is a great thing to be a part of. And it's been 36 months since the last Marathon of Sport. When it comes to that time, it must have been really hard not being able to be out there practicing, getting yourself ready, or looking forward to events.
Just being part of the event is a lot of fun. Being there is just, it's like you gotta be like grateful, and it's great to have that kind of sense of having fun and being with your friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So many people together.
But a lot of it has been virtual. Because every Friday, us athletes do a call, and it makes makes it even more fun because we're doing it together.
Yeah. Can you tell us?
It's not the same as being in person, but you're right.
What's it like on the call? Is there? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of chatting and stuff like that. But what else goes on? Is that mainly what it ends up being? Just laughing and having fun talking?
Yeah, it's sometimes they do workouts and dancing. Answering questions, like doing a scavenger hunt. And it's very interactive.
Well, that's amazing, right? Because that is what people feel like is missing when you're not doing it in person, but they're bringing that virtually.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I think it's great.
Go ahead.
It's just great what Motion Ball is doing. Just, it keeps us motivated, even though we're not with everyone.
It's hard to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you continually getting involved, Tess? Can you tell us about the sports that you're participating in?
I do golf, basketball, and speed skating.
Ooh. It's quite a variety.
Is it ever? Is it ever? So with the motion ball event itself, you've been a part of it in the past, Tess, and it, what's it kind of for those of us who haven't? Is it a full day? Tell us about the event.
Yeah, it's a full day of multiple sports. And it keeps us competitive. And it's a team event. So you're partnered up with event directors, and they just make us motivated, make us still have that competitive edge.
Mm-hmm. And when you, and like for yourself, event. And for yourself, because you're doing golf, speed skating, basketball, it's organized in a way that you can participate in everything throughout?
Yes.
That's great. Nice. Wow.
Yeah. Which sport would you say is the most challenging for you or the most competitive that you're at?
The most competitive for me, which was new, speed skating. My competition, it's more golf.
Mm.
Okay.
So which one's the favorite one?
Golf.
Ah, really? Awesome.
I've been to LA and Abu Dhabi.
To compete.
Wow.
That is so cool. So is that the one that you'd say that's the sport you're probably most talented at?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, good luck. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, Tess. And thanks for coming on to talk about motion ball, because we know how huge it is to have these kind of events, like you say, for the athletes, for the funding, for the motivation, not just for yourself, but for us to keep talking parasports, Special Olympics, all the above. So thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Take care. We were speaking with Athlete of the Year, Tess Trojan, about motion balls. Upcoming event to help and promote parasports, specifically Special Olympics. And this is starting on Saturday, not starting, it's taking place on Saturday, June 4th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the University of Toronto.
So exciting. And to be able to mess around, be in so much, you know, competing with each other, but having fun and being involved in multiple sports, always good. We'll step aside for just a moment. Andrew Morris, manager of independent production at AMI, joins us on our Voices segment after this break.
Hello, I'm Sean Preece. Join me monthly for Sean of the Shed, where I introduce you to all the technology that can be so useful to us as blind or partially sighted people. Find Sean of the Shed wherever you find all your podcasts.